Man, isn't it neat to see God just use all kinds of different people? How many of y'all enjoyed the music today and just the way God moved into music today? Amen. Thank you all again. Let's pray. Lord, as we examine your truth, your touch, your possibility, I pray that you would wake us up today to the potential of Jesus Christ in each and every one of our lives. Amen. How many of y'all would agree with that prayer today? Amen. I want to be awakened by what God wants to give me today. I want to be awakened. Well, guess what? It's all about the truth. It's all about the truth. Truth will set you free. Now, I want you to know something right now. God desires every one of you to be free. Amen. It's amazing. God created us not to be confined, but to be free. Now, I know it's hard to get that across. And listen, if you've been around a lot of religion, I want you to know you're meeting a pastor today that I am with you. I feel you. I understand. And I apologize on behalf of the Church of Jesus Christ that sometimes, not Jesus, but we have been more religiously oriented than we have truth-seeking. Would you agree with me? That we've had our moments where we've not been in line with what Jesus taught, and we wanted to teach more of what we thought than what He said. How many of y'all have ever been in that situation where you've heard more about what they thought than what He said? Well, for us to truly get to God's movement in our lives, we got to get down to, what did He say? What did Jesus say? And I don't know of a better book than that boom, rips it out point blank than the letter to 1 John. And he says, here's what he says. Here's what he says. These are the main components in faith. Now, I want to review just a little bit. Yesterday, or last Sunday, which seems like yesterday, we talked about this. We have looked at, we have touched, we come together. Okay, so I want you to know first truth out of the first sermon in this series. Experiencing God has a we impact. We, the people of God. Okay? So be very careful about solo faith people. You know what I mean? They want to, well, I. If you hear a lot of I's, this ought to help you begin to go, you know what? I need to check this sister out. I need to check this brother out. I'm not sure they're coming from the truth of God. They may be coming from a perspective of their personal opinion. You've got to learn how to discern. Be careful about I's. You know what I'm talking about? I. I hear a lot of preaching, man, and I count the I's in sermons. I do. Because guess what? I want to hear what he said, not what I say. I want to hear what he has stated as truth in my life. You know what I'm talking about? And not what they say. So I like the we. We together as a church have these experiences. Does that make sense? So there's this real power of community. Now as the community begins to shape, we got to start walking this stuff. How many of y'all understand if Jesus is in your life, a difference is going to happen in your life? How many of y'all understand? There's a reason to follow Jesus. Something going to change. Now, I don't know about y'all. Y'all following here for a minute. But I don't naturally do godly things. Hear how I said that. I don't naturally do godly things. How many of y'all naturally do godly things? Anybody? But I bet a lot of you would sit here and argue with me and tell me what a great person you are and how good you are. I don't naturally do what God wants me to do. How many of y'all are like that? Naturally? Now watch this. I supernaturally do what God wants me to do. How many of y'all supernaturally do what God wants you to do? God has changed your nature. How many of y'all glad to have a nature change? Some of y'all need a nature change? How many of y'all got a nature change? No, listen, your nature has been changed. Guess what? You know what? Naturally, I'll cuss you. Yeah. I promise you get in my face, I'm going to come right back at you. And in the natural, guess what? I'm going to be head on with you. Because guess what? I'm under a lie in the natural. I will seek revenge and not blessing. In the natural, I'll believe an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. In the supernatural, I can love my enemies. And when I love my enemies, I get closer to heaven than when I perform in the natural. Does this make sense? Somebody say, I'm starting to understand. Come on, you got to understand. Now go with me to 1 John chapter 1, verse 5. And we're going to really get in this today. All right? Walking with Jesus means I walk in illumination. Say that word with me, illumination. Come on, illumination. Look at your neighbor and say, I want you to illuminate. There's nothing bad about that, okay? Go ahead and tell them. Here's our goal today, that we come out illuminated and a part of the illumination. All right? You got it? We got to be what? Illuminated. And then we become a part of the movement of illumination. You got it? So we're in it together, all right? In fact, what we ought to look like here, let me give you a picture. Let me give you a picture in your mind. How many of you all, if you're old, you remember this? If you're not old, they sell these now at retro stores, reminding us of my age group that we are getting older. They were called Light Brights. How many of y'all ever owned a Light Bright? If you never owned a Light Bright, you needed to own one. If you have not owned a Light Bright, you're probably missing out something in your childhood, okay? It's a Light Bright. I know a Light Bright would be very boring if you got a, you know, PlayStation 3XX, Wii, double dimensional, step in the game and play. I understand, but used to back in the ancient time when things were simple, children were small, we had Light Brights. And they were these little lights, and you put them on the Light Bright board, and they illuminated. Well, guess what? Now think for a minute. In the church, you and I are really together one of those Light Bright pieces. And we're part of God's light. And guess what? We got to be plugged in all over the world being a part of God's light. Here's God's light. Now look at your neighbor. Jack, today you were part of what?
God's light.
Absolutely. His love and His light. And you said, Cameron, I mean, somewhere in a conversation you looked at Cameron and said, hey, Cameron, listen, I got some good news. You ain't got to go to hell. That's the basics of this news. I mean, we can sit around here and polish it up and make it, you know, Southern Baptist fit or something. But the truth of it is, you don't have to go to hell. That's the good news of Jesus Christ. You can live in His truth. You can go to heaven. You can be changed. You don't have to stay where you are in life. That's the power of the gospel. The truth of God. Well, let's go to this truth. Look what He says. This is the message we have heard from Him and declared to you. Now, if I'm going to be a light bright that illuminates parts of my world, then guess what I got to do? I want to be a declaration of God's truth. How many of y'all want to be a declaration of God's truth? Here's part of the declaration I believe. Now I'm going to preach just a second. I believe all human beings can be saved. Now that's what makes your pastor crazy. Now there's some pastors in our city that believe some human beings will be saved. Okay? I believe every human being can be saved. Now, I don't believe every one of them will, but I believe every one of them can. Now, that changes your thinking. You know, some people are going to hear the good news of Jesus, and guess what they're going to do? Nah. I mean, some of you today are going to hear how your life could change, and you're going to go, yeah, that sounds pretty cool. It might work, but I'm not going to do it. You're free to make that decision. I can't stop you from making that decision. My desire is that you would begin to listen to God and do some great things. But here's what I've found. You and I have the capability in this dimension to absolutely be disobedient to the things of God. Especially if we get in the natural. How many of y'all ever did this? I had my mom and dad tell me some things. And I had especially my father told me some things. And I absolutely did what he told me not to do. And I absolutely got the consequences he told me I would. Any of y'all ever had that experience? You had, not a good looking guy like you, you ain't had that experience, have you?
Once or twice.
I figured a guy like you, brother, would always just say, yes, mom, yes, dad, never, huh? I want you to know what even happens to good people. Huh? How many of y'all ever had that experience? Season Olsen, you always did everything your parents told you to do, right? Now remember, you grew up in this church, right? Huh? And Season's a good girl. Elizabeth. She married me. Enough said. All right, there we go. Okay, look at here. But I mean, how many of y'all have had some times you've absolutely not done what your parents told you to do?
Amen.
Now look what it says. You've got to get in the truth. Look what this word says. This is the message we declare. We've heard it from Him and we declare it to you. God is light and in Him there is no darkness at all. Here's what I'm trying to tell you. You and I got a little darkness in us.
Amen.
Hmm? I'll agree with that, James.
Yeah. Come on.
Some people just naturally go that way all the time, and at least some of us have to think about it before we go. And some will just say, I don't want to get into that. But we all got some. See, and the problem is, how much sin does it take to get you to hell? Some. There you go, Ross. You got it. One! Because you see, in Him there's no darkness at all. Now, I'm going to tell you something. That's why you can't be judging on each other where you see people. The church is in a big movement now to do church discipline. Well, I've been asking, who is the judger of the discipline? That's going to be the problem. See, there's a lot of y'all that want to take the flesh and shape up your morality. If that worked, you have no need for Jesus. In fact, you literally deny the activity of the cross and resurrection. Here's what I'm going to propose to you. If rules would have cleaned us up, then why did Jesus need to come? Because the Jews had 1,613 of them. They didn't clean anybody up.
Amen.
You know, eventually you got to look at life and say, you know what? What I'm doing's not working. How many of y'all have ever tried to get holy by the rules? Why is it that the preachers that preach the loudest about sins end up into the very sins they preach about? Because rules, you can't preach sin out of your life. Y'all know what I'm talking about. And y'all here ever smoked cigarettes? We'll just start with those. Let's not go any further. Huh? Anybody ever smoked? Okay. How many of y'all quit like this? I'm going to quit. I'm not going to smoke. The more you said it, the more you what? Absolutely. I mean, you say it about 15 times, you want to smoke a 15-mile-long cigarette. And we're going to talk about it today, because then you get honest with stuff and you say, okay, God, I've smoked. I like it. This is really not what you want in my life. Not because it's some grave sin, but because why? Why doesn't God want us to smoke and dip snuff and chew tobacco? Why don't He want us to do those things? It kills us. Thank you, Connie. It's that simple. Why does God not want us to weigh 500 pounds? Good. Let me help you. It kills us. I always got so tired of these preachers that were giving me my moral health lessons that had six chins. Telling me that they were glad they didn't have an addiction problem. I'm looking up at the pulpit going, yeah, me too. Yeah, you'll just die with corroded arteries and I'll die with lung cancer. God wants us out of things that what? Kill us. And if this is too honest of a sermon for you, you need to get honest with where we are so we can start illuminating where we need to be. Is this making sense? There comes a time every once in a while you just got to have a sermon fit. Let's lay it out there. It's real. God doesn't just want to modify our behavior. God wants to reorient our destination. You see, if we stay in the natural, we're going to end up in darkness. I'm telling you, we are. Y'all know I'm telling you the truth. If you stay in a relationship without Jesus Christ, you will glorify yourself and that'll be it. It's hard enough with Jesus Christ. Think about it. Your faith struggles to do what? Let God be the total light, because we always want to step into the what? Well, watch this. God wants us to live in the light, and most of the time we want to be the spotlight. Let's be honest. We even do good work so that we might be what? Seen. Here's the difference between God and us. He just does good works. He doesn't have to have His name in the bulletin. He doesn't get mad if somebody gets his parking place. He doesn't feel privileged. He feels promised. Those are big different kind of deals. And He goes on and He enlightens us to His truth. You ready? He says that we need to walk in what? We need to walk in the light. We need to be in the light. God is light. God is perfect. How many of y'all can give Him praise? God is perfect. I can't understand that, but He is. Now, let me help you. How many of y'all got this right here? See, now let me help you. You don't have to think like I do. Please don't. It'll hurt a lot of you, okay? But watch. This is where you see me get in a lot of arguments, or discussions, I would call them. Heated discussions with a lot of our religious people of today. Okay? I don't have a little secular world and then a little sacred world. You know, I believe God's big enough to have the world. And so you got to understand, this is where you got to understand your pastor, okay? Like, I don't have, like, my church world and then my little secular world. I live Christ in the world. So that means this. I believe that God can make any moment holy. You see, so that's weird. And you say, come on, some of you religious people stand up and say, where do you get that in the Bible? Jesus. Like, he didn't hang out at the synagogue very long. In fact, a lot of you are a lot more religious than Jesus ever was. And Jesus went to a wedding. I know you religious people want him to turn it into grape juice. Jesus made wine at a wedding. And it wasn't grape juice. And you got to be an absolute bonehead to try to make it grape juice. And the only reason you want it to be grape juice is because you want Jesus to be like you and not like he is. Because you can't tolerate Jesus being perfect. Because if Jesus can drink a glass of wine and stop and not get drunk, that reminds you of your flaw that you can't. Come on. Come on. And so you would rather change Jesus' substance than let him speak the truth that he really can speak. You know what Jesus was speaking through the miracle of wine? I am a greater celebration than this. Jesus said, you really want to go to a wedding feast? Wait until I bring my bride together with the King of Kings. You all really want to see a party? What you're seeing right now is not what you're going to see. Jesus was willing to invade an everyday wedding to show them what was coming. Isn't that what we're supposed to do? Be the truth, man. Illuminate people with what? Here's the truth. I believe anybody can get saved. Now, does that change the way Hillview looks? Well, look around. What if I believed only white people could get saved? What would the church look like? Have a bunch of white people in it, and you talk about being boring. I grew up in one of those churches. I think we ought to have everybody in church. Amen? I mean, I'm big on this, guys. I'm crazy about this. Here's one of the things I love about Hillview, man. There's 10 different languages spoken here. I love that about our church. That all people are coming to Christ. Now, guess what? A lot of people have left Hillview because they can't handle that. They want everybody to be like what? Now, that's not what we're after here at Hillview. Watch this. Here's what I love about Hillview. We got committed Democrats here, and we got committed Republicans here, and both of them are committed to Christ. Because watch this. We got enough sense in this church to realize, well, some of us do, there's still a few confused people, that no political party is holy. Some of y'all been duped by the Republicans. Family values, I believe they had some people come out of the closet with some different values than y'all have. Well, everybody try to hide that one real quick. I'm laughing because here's what I know. Code will not cure sin. Votes will not change morality. Salvation. Illumination. The light of God changes people. You know, and Bob, here's what the devil will do. He'll lead you to something good to miss something great. Watch this. For instance, I got to thinking this week about this light, this illumination. What if the church illuminated the love of God, the truth of God, and the joy of God as much as it protested? I wonder where the world would be. It wouldn't be dark. But no, we Christians, we'd rather sign a, well, I want to protest sin. You know what I think we do when we do that? We glorify the works of the devil. We glorify the works of the devil. We want to put our name down on a piece of paper that says, the devil is stronger than we are. Instead of putting our lives in such truth, such life, such power, that we can stand right in the midst of it and go, shine, Jesus, shine. And you can see I can't sing, amen? I can't sing, but I can shine. There's the sermon. I can't sing, but I can what? How many of y'all going to shine Monday? You need to walk right in that old minute mark and shine. You need to go to Walmart, shine. You need to go on your job and be there 5 minutes early. Boy, I got it quiet in here. And what? Shine. Tony Rhodes, you're an employer. If you employ someone that says they're following Jesus Christ, I, as a pastor of the faith of the Lord Jesus Christ, I expect them to be more committed. I expect them to be more successful. I expect them to be on time, and I expect them to go the extra mile. You know why? That's what their Bible teaches. Now we're talking about witnessing. You want to be a witness? Be there 5 minutes early. You want to be a witness? Run the extra mile. You want to be a witness? When they say, do I have a volunteer? I'll be it. Well, you don't even know what we're going to do. I'm sure Jesus and I can take care of it. Well, that's a different avenue on Christianity, isn't it? Instead of this one. Well, I'm sorry, Mr. Employee. We were at morning prayer group. And that's why I'm 30 minutes late. Get a new God. You need to get a God that's on time. My God's on time. My God doesn't deny the employer. My God keeps an order. My God makes sure that I am reimbursed for how I work. My God would never lead me to tinker with the timesheet. How many of y'all going, well now, Pastor Steve, that ain't like stealing. That is stealing. I see a lot of people that claim Christ every day do this kind of junk. And they think it's normal now. And I can understand why you think it's normal, because most of you grew up with churches, in churches that only had 4 sins. As long as you didn't drink, smoke, chew, and do, you was in the clear. True? Am I not telling the truth? I used to think as long as I didn't have a beer, smoke a cigarette, get caught cussing, and you know, keep my sexual life in order, I was going to heaven. And guess what I found out? I read the Bible and I realized you can be alcohol free, nicotine free, and celibate, and still split the gates of hell wide open. Amen. Yep. Now what kind of life would that be? Wrong. That's double hell. And Jesus even talked about that. He told the Pharisees, you make people twice the sons of hell. He said, the religion you live in is hellish, and its destination is hellish. God said, there's no darkness in me at all. Look what he says. Now he said, but if we walk in the light as he is in the light, then guess what? Guess what? We're going to live like the light. We will have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his son, purifies us from what? All what? Sin. How many of y'all glad to know Jesus forgive you of your sin? Amen. Somebody tell me a sin Jesus won't forgive. Lust? What is blasphemy? Denying the Spirit of God that He's absolutely. Blasphemy is this. Some of y'all are going to say, is that when you use a bad word and put God's name in front of it? No, that's not blasphemy. That's not a good idea. Here's what blasphemy is when the Holy Spirit's drawing you to come to Christ and you absolutely refuse it. Because let me help you. I want you to be real clear on this because I don't want anybody to be confused. If you don't receive Jesus, when you die, you go to hell. Is everybody clear on that? Because I don't want y'all going like this up to God. God, y'all know He's God. It ain't fair. Ayers was our preacher, and he wasn't your smartest one. And so I really didn't understand what was going on. Now, I'm going to help you understand what's going on. You don't have Jesus in your life, you're going to go to hell. That's the bottom line. Make sense? That's like when Sergeant Mitch over here pulls me over and says, preacher, you were going 55 in a 45. Guess what he's going to tell me? I'm going to write you a ticket. And I go, Sarge, 55, 45. What do you not understand about that? Then I'm going to tell him, my foot slipped off the accelerator. I don't care. Huh? But what did I do? I broke the what? Now, here's what we got to understand. In Jesus, there is no dirt. There's no darkness. There's no law breaking. But here's the good news. Jesus purifies you from all that. Make sense? Aren't you glad? Here's why we need to be saved. We broke the Ten Commandments. I know we got people who want to put them in their front yard. I've never, all these things we do with the Ten Commandments. What does it do? Help your grass grow? The Ten Commandments are God's standard, and here's how bold God is. You want to be good enough? Here's what it takes to be good enough to ride with me. You can't break a one of those. Now, how many of y'all broke them? How many of y'all broke the first one? If you're a UK fan, you broke the first one. How many of y'all worship UK and they can't even beat Florida or Tennessee? Don't worry, U of L can't beat anybody. All right, so watch. See what I'm saying? We worship things that are not of God. Amen? How many of y'all expect something else to bless you other than Jesus? You know you do. How many of y'all have ever said this? If I just won the lottery, then things would be great. No, it wouldn't. You'd have everybody asking you for money then. It wouldn't be great. Huh? I had people tell me that all the time. Well, I'll tell you what, Pastor. I win a lottery now. We're going to help you with this church. I said, why don't you just tithe now? That'll help. Just tithe now. That'll help. That'll help. You know why I like tithe? That's guaranteed. You know what I know about lottery? That's a big, 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 big fantasy. I have never seen a Wall Street broker buy a lottery ticket. Here's why. They figure odds every day, and they know only people who've never figured odds would buy a lottery ticket. You figure odds every day. What's the odds on the lottery?
One in 9 million.
Boy. That ought to take you about 6 zillion lifetimes. But see, we'll go with those odds and we won't go with the sure thing. Here's the sure thing. In God, there's no darkness at all and He wants to bless you. Sure thing! And what do we do with that? Well, I'm not sure. I'm not ready. What are you ready? What are you waiting on? I have people all the time, well, I'm not ready to be saved yet. Well, what do you do? Got to get a certain sin calculation before you be forgiven? I mean, what are you not ready for? What are you not ready for?
They're not ready to change. Yeah, they say they need to change.
Well, they're not ready to change, but let me tell you what, God's ready to change you. See, here's the deal. You ain't got to change. Let God change you. It's a lot less painful. How many of y'all know if you just get in the light, you start walking in the light, start living in the light, start praising His name, start praying to Him, start being honest with Him, say, God, help me reorder my thinking. Before too long, you are walking in illumination and you don't even know how you got there. Amen? How many of y'all got to church and didn't even know how you got here? I've had people come here and I say, hey man, what's up? And they go, man, I don't even know why I'm here. I go, really? I don't either. But you know what? God will reveal that along the what? Way. Here's what I'm telling you, man. If you get Jesus in your life, life comes with a package. Does that make sense? Because look what He said. If we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus purifies us from all sin. Now here's the key. You ready? We're going to square it up here. Everybody's got some kind of sin. Verse 8, if we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth's not in us. How many of y'all seen some people that don't have any sin? I've had this said to me before. Somebody said, well, I don't sin anymore. I go, really? Really? Well, I have quiet time for 15 minutes every day. Really? Well, I tell you what, I'm going to go 30 minutes if that'll take our sin away. I've had a quiet time and somebody pulled out in front of me in Scottsville Road and go 20 miles an hour and I lost every thought I ever had about God in the first 15 minutes of my day. Any of y'all ever had that problem? Come on, I'm getting honest with you. How many of y'all even got Christian music on when you're getting ready to blast somebody? Now watch this, here's what I'm telling you. That tells you that we better stay connected in the flow of the supernatural because the natural get us real quick, amen? And that's why you got to be very careful about being judgmental to people. But I'm going to tell you right now, you hear anybody tell you they hadn't sinned, you run like hell. And I mean it. Because you're running into hell. Because that's a lot. Watch it. All these cult leaders have made that claim. And then they turn things that are sinful into things that are not sinful. Watch this. Has Pastor Ayers sinned? Yeah. Did I sin last week? Yeah, good. I want to let y'all. It's regular. This morning's been pretty good, but I'm under an anointing on Sunday. Yeah, that's like Elizabeth. She always says, all these people meet you under an anointing. They ought to see what it's like when it falls off. Yeah, Elizabeth said, I'd have somebody, oh, what's it like to live with Pastor Ayers? And she said, I just want to go, you can only imagine, but I don't. Yeah. Because what? Y'all see me right now? Who's talking to you right now? Scott! It's the Spirit in here. I don't know about y'all, I do pretty good on Sunday morning. Well, we've been in praise, and we've been in spirit, and we've been in prayer, and we're automatically going to love a little bit. In here, we automatically go, okay, let's treat one another nice. It's out there in every day that we tend to forget that God has no sin at all. He doesn't change His mind from Sunday to Monday. He's the same God all through the week, and we ought to be the same people all through the week. So here's what he said. Be careful. We've all sinned. We all need Jesus. And then we need to learn how to practice something. How many of y'all know how to confess your sins? Why in the world do you need to confess your sins? To tell the truth. Because the truth will do what? How many of y'all want to live in freedom? Then you got to know where you are. Keaton, may you remember this. Every Monday when you played high school football, now you're going to play college football, so you're going to get a lot more of this. What did we do on Monday afternoon? After we did pregame practice, we came in and watched the... I'll help you since you played on the defensive side of the ball. We watched the film. Why did we watch film, Keaton? To see how good we were or to see where we messed up? Yeah. We watched the film. Is that right? Then we watched the film to say, look, if you'll come a step closer here, then we'll be making those plays better next week when we watch our own selves play. Now, if we made a good play, we went, yeah, that was a good play. But look, if we'll move here. Miss, y'all ever watch a film in law enforcement to see how you can improve those techniques? Why do you do that? You got a video up in front of that car now, right? So y'all that are out there driving around speeding in your pajamas, you need to remember that, okay? You've got a video in the front of that grill, okay? But watch, you're going to review to get what? Okay, now you'll understand 1 John 1:9. Because here's the thing. How many of y'all realize as soon as you ask Jesus in your life, all your sins have been forgiven? And what 1 John 1:9 is telling us to do, though, we confess our sins so that we can realize our forgiveness and so that we improve our life in our areas of weakness. Now, how many of y'all can live off John 1:8? Everybody's got an area of weakness. Amen. This is why you don't need to judge people. We all got some area we're weak on. And if you don't have an area of weakness, arrogance is probably it right now. You're probably prideful. You're probably, well, I'm not like the rest of these sinners here at Hillview. Well, if you're not, you're in bad shape. Because what you've done is created yourself as your own Savior, and that'll prevent you a lot of problems down the road. We confess to God. Look at what he says. If we confess our sins, who do I need to talk to about our sins? Jesus. Your neighbor can't fix your sins. People say, well, if I just confess to my accountability partner. You know how many people fallen into sin that had accountability partner?
Yeah, with their accountability partner.
Yeah. Yeah, some of them even messed up with their own accountability partner. Huh? Well, it's about giving it to Jesus. Look, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. But we need to learn how to confess. How many of y'all like this one right here? Here's your confession. Lord, forgive me for my sins. Amen. How many of y'all do that one? Yep, that's because you don't have to reckon with your what? What if you do this one? Lord, I drank too much at the party last night. I got drunk, and I know that's a violation of what you told me to do. And then I said a bunch of stupid stuff. I even started flirting with somebody that I knew I didn't need to flirt to. In fact, I don't even flirt with anybody because I know I'm married. But God, I got the sin of drunkenness in my life, and I need to confess that to you, and I need to get over that. Look at how the room changed in just atmosphere. Because now what am I doing? I'm getting honest with who?
Yourself.
Yeah, but okay, so I get honest with myself. Big deal. Nothing changes.
Getting honest with God.
Ah, everything changes. Confession's getting honest with God. And what if you do this, Lord? You know, I'm addicted to whatever substance it is. You make your choice. And Lord, you know, I used and I don't want to use. And God, I don't want to continue this lifestyle. It's not blessing anybody. And God, I need to confess to you that you and I need to get this out of our lives now. What will begin to happen? Well, I mean, that's confession. What if you go, God, today at work there was like this really good looking woman and she walked right in front of me and I did not have any thoughts that you would approve of. And so Lord, I just want to ask you today to forgive me and help me renew my mind in that area. Ladies, don't act like you don't do it either. God helped me today because a man came up to me where I was working and he spoke to me and he told me that I was very attractive and I was very embraced by that. And God helped me because I began to imagine, man, what would it be like if I had a guy like that? And God, those are thoughts that are inappropriate for our marriage. And God, I just ask you, I confess to you today, I had those thoughts and would you please forgive me? I need to recognize my forgiveness in that area. Now let me ask you a question. If we started living like that, what would happen? What would happen? Come on, somebody got the sermon. Mike? We would illuminate. Larry, we wouldn't have to have any bumper stickers. People would know who we are. Larry, you're an employer. I want to pray that this young generation, and I think they're going to head this way, I want to pray that they'll be the best employees in America. You will want to hire them. How many of y'all would join with me, not right now, but in throughout life together, in prayer together, that these young people, people like Tyler, you know what Tyler's going into ministry? Tyler, I want you to be a stand-up preacher that loves people and is real with people and stays real with people. You become a hokey religious preacher, I'm going to smack you with love to bring you back to what? Illumination. How many of y'all getting this screwed? We ought to illuminate the truth in people's lives. We got to confess to do that. That's tough. How many of y'all would rather just say, Jesus, forgive me of my sins? How many of y'all do this one? Lord, I'm really mad and I don't like this person. How many of y'all ever do that? That's real. God, I don't like this person. Help me love. Because in the natural, I tend to not like people. But in the supernatural, you've told me to love my what? Enemies. How many of y'all got some enemies? If not, you need to go get some. If you don't have any enemies, that means you absolutely believe nothing. I got a lot of enemies in this culture. You know why? I believe poor people can get rich. I have a lot of enemies. I said, Pastor Harris, we don't know about him. Welcomes everybody. I believe addicts can get free. I believe messed up people like Steve Ayers can become preachers. Wow. I believe messed up churches like Hillview Heights Baptist Church can become Hillview Heights Church and actually get on a mission to take the gospel worldwide like it's done for the past 16 years. I have those kind of crazy beliefs. But most of all, I believe this. I believe verse 10. You ready? I believe verse 9. If we confess our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive us of our sins. Illumination. And look at verse 10. Look at verse 10. You ready? He ends it with this on the walk. Look, if we claim we have not sinned, we make Him out to be a liar and His word has no place in our lives. We have sinned and God has forgiven. And because of that, we get a whole new look of life. Amen. Be careful. Don't judge people. Amen. Y'all cool with that? Let me ask you a question. Did Jesus sin?
No.
Did Jesus sin according to God? No. Did Jesus sin according to the Jews?
Yes.
Who's the judge?
God.
Yeah. Which is, there's a lot of church people right now that say, well, Pastor Ayers is sinning because he ain't got a town when he preaches the Word of God. Where in the heck is that in the Bible? Nobody had a town. There's a lot of people right now that would condemn me because I told you all the truth that Jesus drank real wine. I've done made the Church of Christ and half the Baptist mad. And some of the Pentecostal holiness tradition, right? I can't wait to get to heaven and go to the banquet table and see what's on the table.
Amen.
Are you going to leave if God ticks you off? God, we're not permitted. He's going to go, I made all things. I made you. I invited you here. I am God. Now here's the boundaries. Does God want us to ever do anything that removes life from us? No, but you better be careful on judging people. I'll give you an example. My son, Blake, when he's in the seventh grade. He's a small kid. And everybody drew their conclusions in the seventh grade. They said Blake couldn't do this and Blake couldn't do that. And Blake was too small and he was too slow. And he's not this and he's not that. And he'll never be a good athlete because of this and this and this and this. And guess who his judges were? None of his judges had ever played quarterback. And most of them had never played football because I knew them. He was in seventh grade. He was undersized. He was short and he was light. That's not a good combination for a football player. But they had already written their judgment off on him. Today he's 6'2", about 190 pounds. He can pretty well take care of himself. Have I made my point? Please, folks, don't you point your finger at other human beings and tell them what God can't do in their life. Because at the moment, spiritually, they might be too short and they might be undersized. But you have no idea what greatness God may be working through that human being. Our job is not to condemn the world, but to illuminate the world with Jesus' truth so that the world might change. We're going to continue to work on that here at church. What do you think? Can y'all ride with that?
Yep.
We're going to be a little brighter every Sunday. Shine, Jesus, shine. Okay? A little brighter. All right? I'm finished. Any questions? I'm serious. Anybody got any questions? Y'all good? Shane, this makes sense? Will it work in the Army? George, if it'll work in the Army, it's good stuff. Will it work at Walmart? Will it work on HBO? What do you think? Y'all don't act like you don't watch HBO. I know you ain't tuned into TBN. You're watching HBO. Yeah, let's get it. Watch. If you'll get honest, this is kind of the truth today, John Paul. You reckon John Paul's a great teacher. If we'll get honest, God will get real. Am I in line there? I'll take correction if I'm not. If we'll get honest, God gets real. But we got to get what?
Honest.
And so I hope today you want to get honest. God wants to save you. There's some people here today that need to ask Jesus into their life. It's this straight up. We've all done stuff we weren't supposed to. How many of y'all come to that conclusion today? And you say, did you preach about this? Well, it's in 1 John all over the place. We've sinned. If we say we haven't sinned, we're a liar. It's the text today, okay? And you say, well, did you just choose it today? Watch this, I'm going to blow you away. This sermon series was chosen almost a year ago. So apparently God wants us to hear this today. What I think is so cool, God knew it was going to snow today before I did. So He still wants us to hear what? This today. How many of y'all are ready to be free? Here's the way you get free. Lord Jesus, come into my life. Forgive me of my what? Sin. Here's who I am, God. Here's who I believe You can make me to be. I'm going to trust You in that. Jesus, come into my life. I don't have a magic formula prayer. Here's some things you need to include in the prayer. Lord, I usually give my name. It's Ayers. He knows who it is. Lord, this is where I am today. It's not where I want to be today. And I know You'll speak truth into me today. Make sense? If you've never asked Christ in your life, why don't you ask Him? Lord Jesus, come into my life. Forgive me of my what? Sins. This prayer works. God, I don't believe this to be real. And Jesus, I ask You to show up in my life and show me You're real. How many of y'all have ever prayed that prayer? Yeah. You show up. If you what? Want Him to. So God knows your heart, and He would love for you to come into He would love for you to come into to Him today, because He would love to come into you today. So why don't you ask Him in your life? How many of y'all today as believers probably need to work a little bit on some confession? How many of y'all need to confess some things today? What do you think? Y'all don't look at me like that. What? What do you think? How many of y'all could probably come and say, God, I believe in You and I love You, man. I praise You. Man, I do a lot of things in church, but you know, there's some things today I probably need to get real with You about so that You and I can work these out together. You know what I really believe? You confess them to God. That's what I believe. You know, a lot of people say, well, you need to tell your best friend that. What are they going to do? Most of the time, they're going to go tell somebody else about that. And then you have a mess and not a redemption moment. God's calling us to a redemption moment. Make sense? So, have you heard that Jesus loves you today? Have you heard that Jesus will get real with you today? How many of y'all have heard that today? Jesus, get real. And God wants to heal our hearts in a lot of areas. So today, if you don't have a relationship with Jesus Christ, ask Him into your life. Here I am, God. Help me, Jesus. Help me, Jesus. I believe You died for me. I believe You live in me. I receive You, Jesus. Man, He'll work that over with you. Maybe today you really need to come and say, God, I need to get real. How many of y'all think you can turn your light on and off? You can't if it's the real thing. If you can turn it off, you better question it. I'm telling you right now, if you can turn Jesus off in your life, you may have a false Jesus. Don't look at me like that. Just better hear it now and later. True? How many of y'all want to hear this one? I don't know you. But Lord, I listen to Christian music and I went to Bible study conference and I raised my hand in praise and I don't know You. I know Your religion, but I don't know You. Because You never squared up with me. You never asked me to forgive You. You never asked me to step into Your life. You always praying for somebody else. But You, That's who I wanted to know, says the Lord. You. Now, folks, here's the deal. Sin kills. I can't stand any of it. I don't like any of it because it hurts you. But I don't throw people out of church because they're sinners. I welcome them to the kingdom of God so that they can be cleansed of their sin by the righteousness of God. That's the only place I know to be forgiven. Does that make sense? That throws people for a loop at Hillview. They go, so you don't love what I do? No, I don't love what I do. Why would I love what you do? We love who? Jesus. And that helps us all do better. Amen? All right, let's stand. Lord, your truth has been in the house and this altar is yours today. God, I simply ask those who you've called upon and who you've encouraged right now in the Spirit to be saved, that they'd come and say, Lord, I want to make you Savior of my life. Some of you today, I pray in the name of Jesus, you'll come and be baptized. You put it off long enough. Some of y'all need to just come and be prayed over. How many of y'all need this prayer? God, I'm a sick religious individual. Some of y'all need to get healed over your religion. I'll be that honest with you. God, I judge people all the time. I look at everybody else's life. I'm miserable. I'm depressed. I'm confined. None of those things can be found in the spiritual life. So I give you good news today. God's inviting you to a spiritual life. God, come free me of my sin. Release me into my destiny with you, God. I want to be at real. I want to be at real. So listen, God loves you. He wants to come into your life. Jesus loves you. Will you let Him love you today? That's, you know what this altar actually says every Sunday? Jesus is saying, will you let me love you? Will you let me change you? Will you let me speak truth into you? Will you let me touch you? That's what the altar says every Sunday. So guess what? This is our time together. Amen. Some coming to be baptized. Some coming for the first time saying, Jesus, you truly real. Come into my life and change me. Whoa! Some of you, if you're trapped in sin, I found the best way to get out of there is get honest with it. Hidden sin only takes you darker. Confess sin brings it to the... and there it is healed. Amen? All right, you come. Altar's open. Ministry's open. We're going to take a few minutes. We'll keep the ministry open. You come right now if you need to pray. You need a touch from God. You need to be healed. You come. It's open. In the name of Jesus, come on. Let's pray.